Well, while there's been a lot of talk about Australia's energy supply over the past few weeks, there's a renewable energy boom going on around the country, and the numbers are staggering. One Queensland council alone has approved $6 billion worth of renewable projects, as George Roberts reports.
Footage from a drone flying overhead shows a sea of solar panels glowing blue like mirrors reflecting the sky above. All up, there's 430,000 solar panels being installed in this project northwest of Dalby in a 250-hectare farm that can supply 30,000 homes. Sam Pierce from the company building it, APA, spoke to the ABC's Landline program.
There are plenty of places which have good transmission lines as well, and there's lots of places which have good support from the local community. Darling Downs region has got all three of those, so that's a three big ticks in its favour.
Origin Energy has already agreed to buy all the electricity until 2030. Once it's finished, APA plans to start on an even bigger 150-megawatt project.
And if we get all the approvals that we want for that and proceed on that, that'll be around about $200 to $300 million as well.
There are 11 solar farms approved by the Western Downs Regional Council, as well as a 450-megawatt wind farm. The mayor is Paul McVeigh.
$6 billion, yeah, and I like to put the B in there, $6 billion worth of development potentially coming our way. We've got $1.2 billion of that under construction now.
He's a cotton grower, but he says the renewable energy industry delivers more jobs per hectare, both during construction and afterwards. That's a familiar story to the locals, though. The coal seam gas industry came, delivering thousands of jobs, new houses and motels, but then left, taking the jobs and leaving towns almost empty. Mayor McVeigh says CSG left behind valuable infrastructure.
It's a highway for electricity. And what we have here is that connectivity to be able to put power into that capacity from about 44 different connection points. We can actually distribute from here virtually to Tasmania.
At the nearby town of Oakey, Canadian Solar has finished a 64-hectare, 25-megawatt solar farm called Oakey 1, and work's begun on Oakey 2, which will be three times the size. All up, it's a $100 million spend, with 100 staff employed till the end of the year. Joris Erkins is from Canadian Solar.
There's a lease with the farmer, and it's a 25-year lease in principle, and after that the land can be returned.
Not everybody's happy about the boom in renewables, though. Terry O'Leary grows watermelons with his parents. Their homes look over the country that soon could have 300 hectares of solar panels on it, and they'll be there for 25 years.
This is actually classified as Class A agricultural land. This is actually a grazing portion of it. Grass-fed cattle will always come off this land.
The solar boom isn't confined to Queensland. Rural shires around the country are discovering how attractive they are to the renewable industry. In Victoria, Goulburn Valley farmers are worried about four proposed solar plants there. It's the same in New South Wales with the applications in Gunnedah and Narrabri. But back in Dalby, Mayor McVeigh is seeing the benefits.
We've got growth in all our towns.
Mayor McVeigh says they need a slow, long burn, not a boom and bust.
And I think one of the real estates in Dalby has only got two houses left to rent.
The Mayor of the Western Downs Regional Council, Paul McVeigh there, with George Roberts reporting. And you can see more of that story on ABC TV's Landline program tomorrow, or hear more of it on the new Landline podcast.